The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Leon, tell us your story. You were stuck in a rut and decided something needed to change.
Yeah, I used to be a broker in the City of London. And on the outside, I had everything. Yet on the inside, I really had nothing and no one knew. Because I was wearing a mask, which is what many of us do. And I ended up watching this documentary about the Motorcycle Diaries, about Che Guevara traveling around South America, relying on kindness. And there was something about that doc that really shifted my life. And I left my job and I started to travel the world relying on kindness. Now, that's the simple version, but that's kind of how it happened.
That's pretty optimistic, thinking you're relying on kindness.
And gutsy.
I was like, wow, I may not get very far on kindness, but apparently you did.
Yeah, apparently I did. And before I left my work, I thought that the world was a very bad place. And obviously bad things do happen, but more often than not, good things happen. Yet we don't see that. We're not shown that on the news every day. And we get to see all the bad stuff and we don't get to see all the good stuff.
Leon, I contend that there is far more good people, far more people willing to help, wanting to help, and caring. It's not even close, and we do not know it.
That is very true, and that's what I learned. I tell you, more often than not, there is goodness in this world. And I think what happens is that the news magnifies the bad, and we just watch the news, so we think everything's bad. Yeah, what would happen if we magnified the good? It would change the way that we work, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, think about, Leon, all the things we take for granted every day. You get up in the morning, you have breakfast, you could drive into work, you just do the normal things, and you start work, and something bad happens, and you're like, oh, gee, why does this stuff always happen to me? What we don't do is say, you know, today and for the last 400 days, I drove into work, and I didn't get a flat tire. Mm-hmm. And, right. You know, all of these things. But the day you get the flat tire, you're like, okay, there it is. You didn't realize every other day it went smoothly.
Yeah, exactly. We tend to focus on the bad. And in some ways, this may sound bizarre, but a wise man once said to me that many hundreds of thousands of years ago, humans were in caves. And when we were in caves, we had to make sure that everything was okay. So the slightest thing that went wrong, we would magnify. And we still have that part of our brain. So when we wake up and something bad happens, we magnify it. It's part of who we are biologically.
Little of that's that flight or fight thing, too. We have that, you know, self-defense mechanism. So tell me some of the logistics of how you started traveling. How did you begin?
Well, where did you start and where did you end?
So the project that's currently on Netflix, I purchased a vintage yellow motorbike. And my aim was to travel around the world, relying entirely on kindness. So I had no money, no food, no gas, no place to stay. And I relied entirely on other people. So the logistics from that perspective were, once I purchased the bike and once I started, it was really just relying on people. Now, there were certain logistics I had to do, for example, to cross the oceans. I couldn't just arrive at the port and say, hey, can you let me get on your ship, because they'd say no. So I had to figure that out beforehand, and I had to figure out all my visas beforehand, things like that. But apart from that, logistically, it was just moment to moment.
So were you the guy at the gas station saying, hey, look, I need to fill up my motorcycle because I'm on a cross country. Can you give me a couple bucks?
I'm going around the world on kindness.
You know what? I was that guy, but two things. First of all, I couldn't accept money. You could only give me kindness. And secondly, look, I had this yellow motorbike with a sidecar, which gave me an advantage. And I had my English accent, which also gave me an advantage.
Never underestimate that. Yes. You're right, Leon. So when you said kindness, so you meant you could accept commodities, though, like gasoline or food?
Absolutely. I could accept gas. I could accept place to stay, stuff like that.
What countries did you go to?
I went to about 20 countries for the Kindness Diaries journey, across the whole of America. Then I went from Barcelona to Vietnam, and then I went to Canada and down.
Did you make it North Korea?
Do you know what? I never went to North Korea. I've always wanted to, but not on this journey.
Yeah, I would be curious to see it as well, but they could certainly use some kindness, and I'd be willing to bet the people, if they weren't afraid, would be very kind people. So did you work along the way, or you just got to know people and they helped you? Were most of your connections when people helped you out, when they gave you gas or food, was that because you had established a relationship, or was it just, hey, there's a guy who needs help, I'll help him out?
Yeah, I mean, there's always an establishment of a relationship. Now, whether or not that relationship lasts 10 minutes or whether it lasts a day or whether it lasts, you know, months or whatever, years, some of the people I'm still in touch with. It's kind of, I find that once we have something to connect with in daily life, that's the easiest place to do it. When you have something that you're both, conscious of and both want to move forward with, it's a beautiful thing. It's much easier than people think.
Do you ever have a day where you get up and you just think to yourself, I do not want to speak to another human being. I want to be by myself. I mean, seriously, it's got. Obviously, you like people, but I mean, do you have those days?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just like everyone else. And part of the reason why I do this is I used to be very, very shy, and I was very, very disconnected. And I forced myself to do it, and it kind of just snowballed. And there are absolutely days. In fact, I shouldn't share that live on radio,
but no one's listening. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that. But you know, there are definitely moments. Yeah, of course I want to be by myself. But the fact that I've started to do this has kind of forced me to connect with people even when I don't want to.
Do you feel better about your life and when you... Now, based on what you're doing now, will you feel better when you look back if you live another 50 years and you're getting ready to pass? Will you look back and say, okay, I made a difference and my life counted?
Absolutely. As a kid, I was very sensitive. I was bullied and I felt very alone. And I would always say to myself, why, internally, I would say to myself, why are you disempowering me? This was to adults as well as kids. Why can't you empower me? And I made a decision in my head to do my best. I'm not perfect, but to do my best to empower people as often as I could. I did, and I do. And at the same time, I get to see the world, and what a beautiful thing.
Tell me on your trip, your best and your worst day. Does either one of those stand out?
Yeah, my best day was I ended up in Pittsburgh.
Well, I can't believe that's your best
that's
day.
That's your best day.
Wow, that's the first time anyone's ever said that. Hey,
no. Well, it was summer, so it was a bit better. And to cut a long story short, I met a homeless chap who ended up putting me up for the night, fed me, protected me, gave me some clothes. And he taught me a beautiful lesson that true wealth is not in our wallets, but it's in our hearts. That was the best day. There were many bad days, but I think one of the bad days was when I arrived in Vietnam and the border guards refused to give me my bike, so they impounded my bike and they told me, that's it, it's over. And I'm like, what do you mean that's it, it's over? I've just traveled like however many thousands of miles. I have 70 miles to get onto a ship to go back to Canada, but they're like, no, sorry, it's over. We ended up resolving it, but that was a bad day.
For what reason did they offer that they impounded it?
Because they could.
Oh.
Yeah, basically. I think they didn't like vintage yellow motorbikes, and they had some obscure law where you couldn't bring into the country anything old that you couldn't carry. It was all a bit bizarre.
That is very odd. Well, this is really interesting, and I think we honestly need a whole lot more of that because... Certainly in America, we are divided like a few times before, and unless we get it together, we're going to continue to suffer.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.